Buckle up.
Heads up, everybody. Welcome, BBS. Worldwide coverage of the Winfrey Show. Just had somebody call in. Please state your name and location.
Good evening. Francis calling from Concord, California, and Nancy Balseric. Actually, we're in Martinez, California.
Ah, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good evening. It's Eric in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Welcome, Eric. Good to hear you.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove. Ice is running a little late tonight, so I'm kind of filling in. Welcome to the Monday Night Conference Call. Please state your name and location.
Dr. Friedman.
Hey, this is David Mesa. How you guys
doing?
Oh, it's Dr.
Hey, David.
Somebody's crumbling paper.
I'm sorry?
Somebody is crumbling paper.
Someone's making
me.
Is that Dr. Friedman?
No.
Dr. Friedman.
Yes.
Oh, hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Friedman.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I have a
question for Dr. Friedman.
Welcome to the Monday Night Conference Call. Please state your name and location.
Percy, North Carolina.
Hey, Percy.
Percy,
good to hear
welcome.
You.
Glad to be here.
Hey, guys. Another fire broke out up in Sedona.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you know who is trying to sell stuff in the valley, and he's making a lot of money.
Yeah, so it's close to the power lines for the slide fire.
Welcome to the Monday Night Conference Call. Please state your name and location.
Thank you. Hope everybody's well. This is Morgan in California.
Hey,
hello,
hello,
Morgan.
This is
hey,
Ron.
Morgan.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. Hope everybody's well.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Good.
By the way, just in case you guys want to know what Wynn's selling down in the valley, he's selling hot dogs for $1. Him and Terry.
Hot dogs.
No way. No way.
Are they kosher?
Oh, yes.
No way.
Wynn will say anything.
With marshmallows on the side, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And for two
Neither
cents,
one of those two would eat a hot dog.
And for 2 cents more, we'll give you a bottle of water. But that's only to save the trees, you know.
Welcome to the Monday Night Conference Call. Please state your name and location. We are live on BBS.
Yes, it's Sedona Jim at your service.
Oh,
hey,
now we're really alive. Kicking high. Oh,
wow.
Jim, how you doing?
All right, my man. I'm doing so well, I'm on the bright side of senility.
That
this
means
Miranda
if something bad happens, you forget it real quick, right?
Hey, Jim, Uncle Terry's on the line.
Miranda,
hello,
this
Uncle
is the Monday Night Conference Call. Please state your name.
Uncle Terry. Is Uncle
Miranda.
Terry Friedman there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He is such a delightful person.
Thank you.
Have you read his
Hello? Hello, Dr. Friedman.
Hi there, Jim.
Jim, you're a little on the loud side today.
Keep it up, Jim.
I've been a little on the loud side all my life.
If anybody gets a chance and you want to, state your name and location.
It's Caroline Okotoks.
Hey, Caroline.
Carola. Welcome.
Hey, Carola.
Oh, no, we got the big rocks coming in now. Everybody done.
Miranda from San Rafael. Hello, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Boy, we got a lot of people coming in. If you get a chance, state your name and location. We're curious to see who it is.
This is Cindy in Peoria. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Cindy.
Only if you want to.
Oh, I'll see. Where's the music?
Hey, Wynn. Hey, him. Hey, Terry.
Hey,
Hi.
There's Heist.
Hey. You all.
We're live on BBS, Heist.
Hi, everyone. This is Tammy in Playa del Rey.
Hello, Tammy.
Hi. This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Neighbor.
More people joined in. Welcome, you all. Please say your name and location.
Hi,
Wanda from
Gail
Canada.
From New Jersey.
Hi, Wanda. And who's from New Jersey? Is Gail?
Gail, yes. Hi.
Hey, Gail. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It all charged me.
Did it rain in California?
No rain over here, but it's again trails tomorrow.
No rain over here.
Well, I blew, but I don't know if it came yet.
All right. Did I hear more fresh voices? If you just came in, I welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Susan in Delaware.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, Marilyn. Hi.
All right.
I don't know.
So, you're on BBS Radio, so I welcome all those people who are joining in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Vin, I cannot hear you. Good evening. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name. No, you can't. You're muted. Let me turn off those entry signs. All right. So, good evening to all of you. Monday evening, 6:03. I heard Terry's voice in the background. Hi, Terry Brown.
Hi there.
How are you doing, babe?
I'm doing good.
All right. How's your face, your mouth?
Well, it's still not perfect. We're
not
working
perfect.
On it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It'll take time, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Is my brother Wynn around?
Let me go knock on his door.
All right. So, tonight's call, the topic is important disinfo notification. What is right, what is incorrect? The information we receive, this is a daily issue we're dealing with. What can you believe, what can't you? What resonates with you, what doesn't? So again, all those who just came in on the internet to BBS Radio, thank you for being here. This is the Monday Night Call. And I welcome all those people that are joining in.
Can you hear me, guys?
In the background.
Hello?
He can hear you in the background.
He dropped out again.
He must have my muted earphones. I am permanent muting.
You got to teach him something, Terry.
He keeps saying hello.
No, your line is dead. Call back in again, please.
You hear me?
Your line is dead. Call back in.
I think I hear you through Terry's phone.
Yes. When your line's dead, call back in.
Yes.
Yeah, this
I believe
is having trouble tonight.
What's that?
I say it's the phone line seem to be having trouble. I've dropped out twice.
All right, all right. I believe it's Uncle Terry is here. Hello, Uncle Terry.
Hello.
How are you?
Terry, hello.
I'm okay.
Oh, you sound great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here again, Uncle Terry.
Thank you.
All right, and we wait for Wynn to come back in on his phone. Let's see. All right.
He's working on it.
Good.
What I can do is I can play a song in the meantime.
No, no.
No. So I play a song when?
I have my I can play my favorite song.
Heist can play his favorite song.
Heist can play his favorite song.
What's your favorite song, Heist?
It's a song written by a man named, who goes by the name of Winfrey, and it's Everybody Loves You.
Everybody Loves You.
What does Win say, Terry?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
So I couldn't get in on Skype either, okay?
All right.
So, what I did was I just hijacked Terry's.
Uh-oh.
let me start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is 6/16/2014. Father's Day week, or post-Father's Day week. Win and Terry in Sedona. Uncle Terry in Phoenix, and all of you and Heise, and I was going to play a song, but you like Everybody Loves You. But, you know, I'm going to do one of my most popular songs. And in case you guys don't know it, I have an album out at winfree.com, and it's, if you use Infinity, you can buy it for next to nothing, okay? And this is a song that I wrote, and I never could decide if it was about sex or reincarnation, okay? And I think it's about... Actually,
just about the same.
About the same, okay. And there's an amazing phenomena with reincarnation, because now that I know some of the past lives of the people around me, or I think I know, a lot of evidence, you know, and I study those lifetimes, I see how precise who they are repeats itself. The outward form is different, the circumstances are different, but the nature is very similar, and oftentimes the distortions are similar. And I really get how all of your lifetimes are all present in one moment right now. And this is a song that they used to sing in bars, and everybody used to sing along, clacking their beer cans together. Do you know what song it is, guys?
No, I don't.
There we go. I hope you can hear the lyrics, okay? It's called Do It Till You're Sick of It.
Everybody's got their little weakness, and temptation will point to the fun. But you'll never find out where temptation will lead you if you're stuck in your imagination. So go out and get the experience, or if you want, just stay home in your bed. Gotta live out your fantasies, fulfill your desires, let them get out of your head. So baby, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring. Everybody's got their perversion, something in the closet they hide. Everybody needs some diversion, something to occupy their time. And there are those folks that might make their judgments. They will try and make you feel the guilt, but I say do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you're filled to the hill. Oh baby, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring. Now I'd like to tell you about a stipulation, one you may already know. Don't hurt nobody when you're doing it. Don't let nobody hurt you. Yes, I'd like to tell you about an exception. where the stipulation might be at fault. Simple pleasure's okay, that is your bag, as long as you're consenting adult. So baby, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring. Yeah, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring. Oh, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring.
You're sick of it, yes.
All callers are unmuted.
Did you guys hear the lyrics?
Oh, yeah.
You can hear us?
Yep.
You can.
I sounded pretty good.
Kind of duplicated. You know what? That's one of my worst songs, but it's so true.
Oh, no, it's not true. That's not true. That's not one of your worst songs.
Fireman, hurry back there, babe.
I knew Dwayne would like it, but you know, one of the reasons that it had so many choruses at the end is because you're supposed to get sick of it by the time it's over.
Never.
So, but the song has to become itself, you know. So, in any case, all right, do it till you're sick of it. That's the human condition.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Gary Friedman, can you hear the lyrics?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
What do you think? You think that's a true sentiment?
Probably.
Probably not your favorite song, right?
No.
You probably like Frank Sinatra, right?
Reminds me too much of my own life.
I think that's good. It means at least I got the sentiment right in the song. And, you know, some of you may want to get a pencil out because I'm going to rush through some stuff tonight. And do not send me an email because I'm not going to tell you again. You may want to write this stuff down and do your own further searching on the idea of disinfo. I guess everybody knows what disinfo is, but probably one person doesn't. So in case you don't know what disinfo is, it's when information is put out into the world. It's put out either on television, in the news, in the newspapers, in channeling, in there's sneaky people all over the web that make posts on websites that are paid to do that, to mislead people. And it is so prevalent, and our minds are so programmed that when you realize the scope of it, it is just mind-blowing. And as I was uncovering
this. I was like in a fantasy world for a few years because I was realizing that so many of the things that I took for granted as being true, even going back to your elementary school teaching and your high school teaching and books that we take for granted, and that there is a huge disinformation campaign on this planet. And then yesterday, I had a suspicion about something. And something that I asked about, and it validated my own thought about it. And it revealed itself that even in some of our early channelings, there was disinformation. And at that point, I realized I had to do a show on this because I didn't want to mislead anybody. And I realized there were lots of other people who were putting out similar disinformation. And I'm going to tell you what it is and how to, because it's disinformation, and because we're correcting disinformation through channeling, although you'll see there's a certain amount of my own research in here as well. And it's not just channeling, but an ongoing thought of mine. Because we're clearing it this way, then we could be wrong. This could be disinformation, okay? It's one of the reasons that I feel that information is not nearly as important as DNA activation or group energy or love or the Christ of energy. Because when I feel that, when you feel that, there's no doubt. It feels good. It feels complete. And when a source can create that kind of feeling in a room, I will give it the benefit of the doubt, unless it totally contradicts something that I know, and think that maybe it's from the right place. And when I read Jesus, for example, years ago I read Jesus, I said, this feels right. I know this. I know what this guy is saying. I didn't know I was as smart as I am now as I was then. I just recognized that there was truth in so many of his sayings. Truth because I had already experienced exactly what he was talking about. I knew the experience. I had the experience, and I didn't know I had the experience, but I did. It was just like life. And then when I read some of the statements in the New Testament, I said, you know, it's the experience I've had. And so made me think, you know, that Jesus was valid. By valid, not because he was the Son of God or a Messiah, but because he was walking around in a very, very high consciousness, shall we say, in a very high state of DNA activation, other way of saying it, in a state where now I've learned he was connected to higher group souls that were creating vortices through him that were lifting the vibration of the people around him, and that when you feel that, you can't mistake it. And it's not about worshiping Jesus. It's about learning how to connect to those vortices, I guess is the word. And
like, the thing that really triggered me on this thing of disinformation had to do with an ongoing theme of a lot of New Age channelings. And it was that we're going to ascend and we're going to be occupying our new silicone bodies. We have what's called a carbon-based body. Now, I don't understand all of this. I'm just telling you what I've heard, but I think that's scientifically accepted, that our bodies are carbon-based. And for a long time, there have been many people saying, when we evolve into our next level, we're going to be having silicon-based bodies. And that there's a transformation that is occurring via this shift, via this new energy that's coming into Earth, which I agree with, that is transforming our bodies to silicon-based. And this came through my channelings. It came through a lot of people's channelings. Do you know when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, there was a channeling that came through David Wilcock that talked about that. And I'm still a newbie. I have no idea how to validate or just unvalidate anything. I do know I'm having a few miracles, a few phenomena, but I'm still learning the nature of what I'm in the middle of. I didn't have a clue. And in the World Cup challenge at that time, which I studied every one of them, what identified, I say what identifies itself as the Ra group? It's because, how do I know it's the Ra group? How do you know it's the Elohim group? How do you know the Elohim group next week is going to be the same Elohim, or not a negative source coming through? And I think it's very important to keep your levels of evaluation constantly aware, constantly. And there was another challenge that came through Wilcock that said both Cayce and Wilcock had negative sources at various times. Cayce and Wilcock had negative sources at various times. And then they went into a long dissertation, and I'm talking about Wilcock's channeled source, about how Cayce's most famous prophecy, his inundation prophecy, the one that, where he said, California would disappear in the wink of an eye, Tokyo would disappear, New York would disappear, Europe would be going down. And it was a prophecy the whole world essentially was getting inundated and falling apart, okay? And they said, what identified itself as the Ra group said, that was from a negative source. And then they went on to say, at another time in the Cayce readings, and I remember when I was originally studying Cayce, I found this correction. And what they said was, these changes will happen gradually. These changes will happen gradually, as opposed to in the wink of an eye. And so I had the Edgar Cayce CD-ROM, and the particular source that talked about that prophecy gave its name. Now, I'm not going to say its name because I don't want to invoke him on this call. He gave his name, and I searched the whole CD-ROM for every place that that name came up. And what I found was he came in another place and saying, we are in the heavens, I am in the heavens, as Christ was on your planet. And then at another time,
there was something called a Search for God group that was monitoring the Casey readings. And they were recommending that they don't let that being come through anymore because they didn't trust it. And the same thing was said by Casey's secretary. And that was it for that reading, for that being. But yet, that prophecy is the most famous prophecy, the most repeated prophecy of the Casey readings. And it was disinformation. And then, at another time, the Wilcock readings had a whole reading about how humans would come into hybrids and acting like it was positive. And this would be like Maserati bodies. Well, then I'm reading the call of record material. And Ra was talking about the Orion group or the reptilians, talking about how they can channel and come through beings in this realm. And if they have a negatively inclined being, like beings that want power, want fame and fortune, they will come through, and of course, it'll be like a demonic ceremony, but they can, you know, get people what they're asking for. And if they come through a positive being, they will act like love and light and wait for the opportunity to take the person off course. Now, it could also be that the person has a genuine love and light being, and that at some point the session gets interrupted by the negative being that sounds like the other being, and the information all flows, so you never know that you just heard a lie or disinformation. So, when you start applying that to what Carla Rucker said and what I was experiencing, you will know how tricky channeling can be. And over the time, I've come to be very, very, very careful about channeling as something to absolutely trust. And if you notice, we do channelings on these calls only after we have established a really incredible group energy and a loving energy, because that loving energy makes a protected space that I think tends to keep the source coming through the channeling positive. And the negative realms, when they come into this pure loving energy, they can't get through it. And now, that comes again from the Carla Rucker channelings. And again, of course, now I'm quoting one channeling to validate this, but that's not really enough because that channeling could be defective. And it may be in some areas. It's very tricky. Why would a negative source come through Edgar Casey and create a devastation prophecy? Why would they do that? Well, my take is two reasons. Edgar Casey was the real deal, and he was connecting to the Christ of Energies or the Ra Group. And I'm fairly sure the Ra Group was connected in all that. That's a whole other talk. And that I had come to the conclusion the Ra Group was trustworthy. And Edgar Casey, that information is a threat into this realm. It's like Carla Ruckert got so attacked when she started channeling the Rock Room. It's why DK got so attacked when we started together. She was channeling. And I didn't understand it at the time. I didn't have a clue. And so the Christed energy penetrates at a higher level than all the lower stuff. And it has the ability, if it could actually manifest in this realm, in full tilt, to change the nature of this realm, because it's higher than the negative. And it activates people's DNA, so it's higher than the negative. And the negative doesn't want that to happen. And so if they have an opportunity to discredit something, one of the things was to discredit Casey, so that they would make a prediction that didn't happen. It became his most famous prediction. Didn't happen. And that people would lose interest in Casey because his prediction didn't happen. The other reason would be to create fear. And it was successful in that because I was a Casey fanatic when I was in college, and we used to leave town on the weekends in case that was the weekend of the big one. And we really believed that that was going to happen, and that we were watching. One of the signs was Mount Vesuvius erupting, that would be a sign, and we were watching it, and I'm sure millions of people had a certain level of anxiety and fear because of that prophecy. So the goal of these lower-level prophecies or channelings is the disabling of DNA activation at the highest level. Because if you can be distracted, if your attention can be held at a lower level, then you are distracting your higher level of activation. And so, in my take on this, things that create fear, and actually things that, what's the right word, patronize them. Like, have you heard these, I'll give you an example of what I would call a patronizing channeling. Oh, you beautiful children of love and light. We in the higher realms have been watching you, and you are doing such a wonderful job on your planet. Everything is going to be okay. There is nothing to worry about. And our whole planet is ascending to another level, and everything will be love. And you are the warriors of the world, or whatever. Okay. Now, what that's doing is, if that energy carries the higher level of DNA activation, it could be true. And if it's just words and ideas without carrying that energy, it's a distraction. And I have found people that have become endeared with those kinds of channelings, and there's lots of them, usually don't get attracted to our work because it looks like we're at odds. Now, the same token, I've watched myself on Sundays, not through a channeling, but through my own conscious self, realizing and saying that our group is holding this energy on Sunday, and I can feel the energy. And I can say, you know, we are there. We are actually changing the little tiny smidgets, the collective. I can feel it. And one of the ways that I know is because I can give a talk like this. 10 years ago, I couldn't give a talk. It's like the energy is present. And I can't even go out in the public because the collective has shifted. It allows me to talk, how can I say it, more confidently, less worried about what I'm saying, and getting through, even though our information is in many ways contradictory to a lot of the New Age stuff. The stuff where people are thinking everybody's going to ascend, spaceships are going to save us. Now, if you happen to believe this, then I'm saying to give it a double and triple evaluation because I may be wrong, and this may be true. In fact, I hope it's true, but I don't think it's true. So, yesterday, I was asking a question about silicone-based bodies. It came into my face recently from someone who did a channeling on that. And my question went around the idea of silicone. You ever hear of Silicon Valley? What is silicone used for? Computers. And Grays have, isn't this the answer to the question? Grays have silicone-based bodies. Now, I had Googled that, and I couldn't find anyone else saying it. But you know what? Grays have no emotion. They are totally mental, totally brilliantly technical, metaphysical, but no feeling. They have silicone-based bodies. And some of you, this is one you're going to, listen to this one carefully, because I'm not going to answer emails on this. So say it right now. The Grays have these bodies that are deteriorating, and they have been deteriorating for tens of thousands of years. They've had to clone their bodies in order to continue their race. And the reason they do that is because the clones are getting defective over many, many clones. And the Grays have an agenda. This is all over the internet if you look it up, but don't ask me a question. The Grays have an agenda to create hybrid bodies of humans and Grays, so they can occupy those bodies on our planet. And that's why people get abducted. They're creating hybrids. And they have an agreement with our government to permit that. And the daughter of Dwight D. Eisenhower, her name is Laura Eisenhower, is all over the internet talking about this, okay? She knows this is true. She knows a lot about ETs. And so, when we're talking about silicone bodies, my take was, what if we're talking about gray hybrids? And so when I asked the question to our sources, they said that was true. And when I said, because the body is composed of silicone, which is the basis for computer chips, does that mean that the body is more programmable, that it can be controlled, because it's like a computer. You're made of the same material as a computer. And they said, yes, that's true. So I'm saying this because this first thing is a correction of something we said a long time ago, which I haven't talked about for a long time, because I had this doubt in my mind. And it came up recently where somebody was talking about silicone bodies, and I wanted to try to nail it, and that's the way that nailed. And if you hear any challenge that talk about going into silicon, you know, the humans are evolving. The way it's usually said, the humans are evolving into a silicon-based system, then I would be very wary of everything that comes through that channel. And, you know, that's one area of disinformation. But as I started to become aware of this ability of the media, of the news, to manipulate things, and I started to become aware that it was happening from a very high level, dropped down. In other words, there was a very high centralization of power in this country that was operating these major disinfo campaigns. And above that high centralization of power, there are aliens who are channeling that are controlling that, and then there's aliens above them controlling them. And each level doesn't know about what's up above it. They're operating at their own level. So in researching all of this, and this is where, I'm not going to explain this, I'm just going to mention it briefly, but it's all over the internet, and there's enough evidence in the real world that there's something wrong in all of these situations. And of course, there was the idea that wars were started intentionally, and that, for example, in Vietnam, there was a ship that was supposedly shot down in the Gulf of Tonkin, except it looks like we shot down the ship ourselves to start the war. There was indications that the president at the time knew in advance that Pearl Harbor was going to happen, but didn't do anything because he wanted to get into that war. There's indications, I mean, it's almost a no-brainer, that Kennedy assassination was not done by the guy that got credit for it. It was an inside job. And Kennedy wanted to, I mean, there were two reasons for Kennedy to be killed. One of them, he was attacking the mobs. He was going to take the, he and Robert Kennedy, his brother, were attacking the mafia. And we're going to bring it down. Another one was he was attacking the money institution, the Federal Reserve. And he was going to change the way money was made. And that is a big one, because that gets all the secret societies against you. And, you know, you can go through it. You'll see there's so much evidence that it could not have happened the way that it is reported it, that it couldn't have possibly been the guy that did it, and that there were multiple weapons. In fact, when you look at the Zapruder film, it looks like the guy who's driving his car turned around and shot him. And it's why you also notice Jackie Kennedy flying off the back of the car, like getting away from something. And that's on film. Go look at it. But all kinds of information, Robert Kennedy the same, all kinds of information, Martin Luther King the same, all kinds of information. If you go into it, there's a lot of indication the Beatles were a fabricated group, that it was, that LSD was brought into our country by the CIA and other sources. The idea of getting young people on LSD so they could rebel against their parents and break down the family, which they successfully did. And even I was one of those broken family units who, you know, went to school and got exposed to all of that. And then there was hippies, also part of an intentional creation. Then there were the Beatles that were picked out to be a very successful group because of their charisma. And there was a decision made to bring LSD to the young people of our planet and to and use a rock group, a very charismatic rock group that all the girls would love, and then somewhere in the middle of their careers have them doing drug lyrics. And they still do that. If you notice, there's all these very decadent rock stars. And these rock stars, let's just name Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, who's the other one? I forget their names. But you know what? They're decadent. And,
Brianna.
You know, Brianna. But the three of them, Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilar were all Disney kids. They were all beautiful, charismatic kids of the Disney stations. And they all became stars in the Disney world. Now imagine what that does to the youth who are watching these kids, loving them, and they're so cute and adorable, and right in front of their eyes, they become decadent. Not only that, there are certain hand signals of the negative of the Illuminati. And people have done studies on the internet of how all these famous people are using hand signals, the secret hand signals, indicating their connection to a secret society, and that they had to take an oath in order to get the support of the money institutions. And the other day, I was just listening to one with Terry. I'm sure you all heard of Queen, or maybe you haven't. And I like some of his songs. One time I played one of the songs on our show. And he has this song called, "We Are the Champions of the World." And I listened to the lyric and it said, "I've taken my vows, you've given me fortune and fame." And I said, "Oh my God, he just sang it there." It's like, that is the way it works. And once you do that, if you rebel against it, you're dead. John Lennon, Michael Jackson, people that can't be controlled that become very famous are in danger. I mean, this, they're carrying the opinions of large groups of people. John Lennon, Bob Marley, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, all those people didn't get into it. Or John Lennon did, but then it was true. Even talked about in interviews. So I'm giving you the scope, and this is just a scratch of the bucket. I mean, just a tiny scratch of how immense this is. And a lot of it comes, if not all of it, but the idea of it comes from channelings, and that they're when you realize how prevalent channeling is, because you won't realize it, and it's kept secret, but in the high level of churches, they're channeling the negative. In the Masons, they're channeling the negative. In the Illuminati, they're channeling the negative. And there are groups of beings, from the Greys to the Reptilians, that want to take our planet over. And they want to control this realm. They want to control your DNA evolution. They want to keep you in fear. They want to keep you on the wrong track. And they're doing a damn good job, okay? Sometimes people wonder, why aren't we out there bigger than we are? And one of the things I discovered was everything that had a power structure around it, it was really hard to get whatever I was doing to a power structure, because it was threatened by it. And so, you know, those two mass murders instances, one was in Aurora, Colorado, and the other was in Sandy Hook. I don't really know the whole story, but there's something wrong in both of those situations. Something wrong. And it's all over YouTube. You go look at it, and you can see all the inconsistencies and the pieces that didn't fit. And there's people that just get into it and study every last thing. And it's fascinating to look at it. You're going to scratch your head and say, how can this be? And one of the things that really is striking is these negative groups like to broadcast what they're going to do. And they do it in subtle ways. If you remember, the Aurora, Colorado incident was in a movie theater where the people were watching Batman. And it was a short time after that incident that there was that thing in Sandy Hook. Well, go on YouTube and look this up, because this gave me chills. That is, in the Batman movie, there was a scene where they were scanning Gotham City. And there was a skyscraper called Aurora in that scan. And then there was another scene where a guy had his finger on a map. And you could only read one city on the map, and it was called Sandy Hook. It's on YouTube. Go look it up and figure out how that could be, and if there wasn't some, was this just a weird sequenistic coincidence, or was this a designed disaster that they were predicting? All right, it's almost time to stop this call. And I'm not going to do calls like this very often. I don't like to...
Ben,
I
think I have something important to say to the listeners on this. And that is, when you look into this kind of an information, you need to watch out that you do not let fear get to you. You need to do it for your awareness. And like our sources have said in the past, make yourself bigger than the problem. So be aware of that. Don't have it fear you.
I mean, I asked a question once, and I said, is it wise to let people know about this stuff? And they said, it is a little bit. It's not to focus on it. But the reason it's important to occasionally talk about it is because if you don't do any of this, your discernment is going to be defective. There are forces to be that would like to convince you that Arabs are worthless and deserve to die, and they attacked our skyscrapers, which I don't believe was true, and that there are enemies, and they want to get you into hate and rage. They will try to create a situation to do that. And if you don't look under the covers, you will be drawn into those feelings. And so you have to be very wary of what seems to be real when it isn't, when it's totally fabricated. So it's important to spend enough time to know that. You might just trust me, and that's enough, or you can do some of the searches on the internet. It can get addicted, though. It can be a shocker. But, you know, part of letting yourself be shocked is also part of waking up. Because, you know, you can live with your head in the sand and try to avoid looking at all these controversial things. But then, you may have some temporary reprieve, but you know you're caught in a big negative flow because you don't know what to trust. So Yeah, Heise is right. They don't want to focus on it, and you don't want to polarize with it. You don't want to polarize with it. You don't want to become against it and political. The only way to deal with it is to have DNA activations that open up your DNA higher than the negative, and then you're above it. And then it can be recreated. It can be recreated. But be sure to, you know, I know there are negative ET sources that are working on all of this to disable us. Now, there are also some positive ET sources, which I asked about yesterday. They said the Arcturians and the Andromedans, in particular, were positive. But we're not going to go into that right now. Time to close this show.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Sherry, you want to make a comment?
Yes,
go ahead.
Jesus warned me many times